Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 48 Hours ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app.
Picture yourself alone in the middle of nowhere, and there's somebody following you.
He went on his way, we so thought, and then we went on ours. But in reality, he really followed us up there.
On Deadly Nightmares, the true crime podcast from ID, listen to real stories of ordinary people stalked by serial killers and attackers.
Please, tell me we're not going to die.
Listen to Deadly Nightmares on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
48 Hours is presented by The Jinx, Part 2, on Max. The HBO original documentary series The Jinx returns for Part 2 on Max as the filmmakers untangle the web of Robert Durst's crimes. Listen to the official Jinx podcast to unpack both seasons with brand new behind-the-scenes info and real-time updates about the case. Listen to the official Jinx podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Real people. Real crimes. Real life drama.
My story is evil, sort of getting a taste of hell. But it's a story that needs to be told. My name is Victoria, but it's not my real name. I'm going to take you to a really dark place. I was 19 years old. I was an absolute rocker chick. That night, I was with a few friends. We were gearing up to go out and look at Christmas lights. As I was going home that evening, I know it was just after midnight, I was pulling into my complex. I noticed my gate was wide open. It was extremely dark in the parking lot, and the lights in over my carport were glitching. And I thought I had heard the sound of possibly somebody coming through the gate. It was that da-da-da-da sound of tires going over like a rail. Just the sound. I had taken my dog and stuck her inside my jacket and then folded her up real tight because it was very cold outside. And as I got out, I just had the weirdest feeling that I was being watched. And as I got up to the sidewalk, I saw a shadow go in front of a light. And as I did that, a guy just came up and fastly approached me. And he kept saying, excuse me, I'm lost. Can you help me find where the beach is? And then a second person comes up. He had a cigarette in his hand. And I see this in slow motion in my head. I see him flicking it, and I said to myself, watch where it lands. And then, bam, I got pounced from the front and from the back. He slammed a gun to my head, and he's just like, in my ear, I'm gonna kill you so bad, I'm gonna throw you off the cliffs. I'm gonna mutilate you and throw you down the cliffs. And I fought with everything I had in my soul to not be a missing person or to have a toe tag at the end.
Victoria's story is a miraculous tale of survival. But even nearly 25 years after the attack, it's not over, which is why she's not using her real name on camera.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation: solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album, where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
I've been referenced as Jane Doe for many years. I just remember thinking, I don't have a toe tag. I lived through that night.
A warning. Some of the details of Victoria's ordeal are difficult to hear. With sheer will, Victoria survived a series of terrible events, beginning with the assault on that Christmas Eve. Her attackers came out of nowhere. One she thought was Hispanic, the other an intimidating Asian man, who, according to Victoria, was the one calling the shots that night.
Bam. I got sandwiched like a bear trap. He gouged me in the eyes as hard as he could, and he slammed a gun to my head. He tells me, "Bitch, you're gonna die tonight. I'm going to effing kill you." And at that moment, my little puppy dog, who was caught in between all this, bit him so hard in the wrist, and he says, "What the F was that?" They both kind of broke free for a second. I threw my dog in the bushes as I ran because I didn't want her to get killed. And then my hair got pulled back. And then they both jumped on top of me and just started beating me, and he just takes his gun and he slammed it into my mouth, and he takes my hair and he turns me to the side and he says, "Do you see that?" And it was the Hispanic man with his gun pointed at the windows of my neighbors. And the Asian guy says in my ear, the first one that hears you, they're gonna get their head blown off and you're gonna watch. First one. So it's your choice. And I heard this really loud smack, what I thought to sound like maybe a bowling ball being dropped on cement. When I came to, the door was opened, and they threw me in. And then he asked me where the cliffs were. "Take us to the cliffs. Do we need to go to the cliffs?" So he's trying to get me to pick out where I'm going to be thrown to. And as we were going, I had this flash of my funeral. So I zoned out of that. And I said to myself, there's two guns. Silencers are on them. And nobody knows I'm missing. So it is going to be game on from this point. And I need to think of everything I can because all I have is my mind. That's my only weapon. So I'm like, there are no cliffs around here. I don't know where there are any cliffs. I ended up pulling over in front of someone's house. And the Asian guy said, bitch, take your clothes off. And he took his gun and showed me that it was loaded. And he put that into my ear and told me not to get any ideas because he will have no problem splattering my brains in this car, and proceeded to rape me for the first time. And then he proceeded to say, I needed a beach girl for my Christmas present to myself because I'm gonna throw you down. I'm gonna make sure the cops see you. He had a specific role for me. And I felt like my only chance to live was to rewrite that role. Just so happens that I have in my wallet a friend of mine's newborn baby picture that she had mailed me. And I remembered saying that I had a kid. I had a baby. And you're gonna let me out so I can go and see my son. And he says, bitch, you think I'm gonna let you go after you've identified me? And I said, you poked my eyeballs out with contacts in them. I can't see right now. And then it got real quiet. And I just thought, did they buy that? Did they buy that?
Victoria was desperately trying to gain their sympathy, yet the assault continued for what felt like hours, the two men taking turns raping her at gunpoint in the back of the car. And when things couldn't get worse, they did. The man in charge became even more sadistic.
He thought it would be really cool to rape somebody with a gun. And I knew it was loaded. Any kind of little sound made me think the trigger was going off. So I had to just, I just sat and prayed and prayed and prayed. Please, dear Lord, not this second. Please, dear Lord, let me get another second. And I'm like, this guy is psychotic. He is an animal. I just remembered thinking, at this point, I would rather die than continue where I'm at right now. And he rips the door open, rips me out by my hair. I'm naked. He's got me with the gun to my head, right here, right here. And so I'm on all fours like this. He's telling me, bitch, keep your head down, keep your head down. Right as he goes to pull the trigger, the other guy throws a jacket on me real quick. And he goes, what the f are you doing, man? And the friend says, she's cold, man. And here I am on the ground going, oh my God. The guy has caved. He feels something for me. And it was that pivotal moment. And he comes down to me and he said, one, two, by the way, bitch, Merry effing Christmas. Run.
dive into the chilling new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, the riveting adaptation of the best-selling true crime book. Based on shocking true events, Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. Go deep into the hidden world of the town's tormented teenagers as detectives race to solve the sinister crime. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge premieres April 17th, streaming only on Hulu.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I just kept thinking, evil has crossed my path. I was kidnapped, I was tortured, and I was left for dead. By the grace of God, I knew the right words to say, and I ended up getting away. I was like, oh my God, did I really make it? Am I not in a car?
Victoria was suddenly free, running for her life. A family took her in and called 911. But before she went to the hospital, Victoria returned with investigators to the initial crime scene. They were looking for evidence. Victoria was looking for something she had left behind.
I got out and I'm calling for my dog. Chassis, Chassis. And I didn't hear anything. And I'm like, oh my God, I probably killed her when I threw her. And I'm crying now because I'm thinking she's dead. And I heard this screech sound. Yipe, 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 like this. And I saw her and I'm like, Chassis, come here, girl. And I look over and these officers are at the end of the sidewalk bawling and jumping up and down and saying, she found her, she found her. It was a perfect moment.
We got to the hospital. We went into the waiting room. You know, it was kind of all confusing because at 12 years old, I didn't understand what was happening and no one was saying anything. And all we knew is just that my sister was hurt.
I had red marks going across each one of my eyes where apparently his nails had gone in and cut the backs of my eyes. I had a semi-dislocated shoulder. I had dislodged part of my hinge in my jaw. Majority of my teeth were extremely loose. I lost a lot of hearing from the head trauma. I was in so much pain that on a scale from 1 to 10, I would have registered 1,000.
I guess the way you can explain it is it took the air out of my lungs. It was just devastating. Nothing that any child that age should have to see. She was always the strong one and always our rock. And now she was made into nothing. Now she's the one that needed us.
They took me into hiding at my grandmother's house in Huntington Beach. I wanted a shower. I wanted to be clean. And I remembered my mom, and she just lost it.
My mom couldn't do it. it was just too, it was too hard for her. So I took her, you know, but I just had to reassure her, it's okay, I'm going to get you clean, we're going to make you beautiful, you know. And just, if you've ever watched a horror movie and seen a murder scene in a shower, that is what it looked like.
All this stuff was touching my foot, my ankles, like something. It reminded me of when I was in the beach, that seaweed would wrap up around your ankles. I was like, what is that? What is that? What is that? She said, don't look down. Don't look down.
As I washed her hair and as I tried to smooth it out, just chunks of hair came out. And by the time we were done, probably half of her hair was on the floor of the shower. It had just been held on there by the blood that was in her hair. That day made me an adult. It was a nightmare. And it's still a nightmare. And there's not a day that I don't think about it.
My sister's so brave. And she was so strong. And got me through the worst day of my life, which was Christmas Eve.
I was assigned Victoria's case on Christmas Eve of 1990. Well, when the case was first assigned to me, I looked at it and I realized we really had a problem here. These were two violent offenders. I felt certain that they were going to continue to assault. And so I set everything else aside on my desk to work this one.
I remember sitting there and them asking me, what was the shape of the brow? What was the face shape? What did their hair look like?
We post the composite drawings through the news media on television. Just about any place we could distribute the composite drawings, we did, hoping we'd get somebody to recognize them.
But investigators had something else, DNA. Evidence collected from Victoria's body at the hospital and from the jacket she was wearing that night yielded profiles for two men. And there was another clue, something Victoria remembered her attackers discussing.
I know that they were saying, show the respect to Sons of Samoa, and really playing into that as though they were part of that gang. And I saw a smug, self-centered psychopath. He carved SOS onto my rear end. I know I've heard of SOS before. They were a really bad gang.
I thought that they had screwed up by telling her that and not killing her. I thought that was a real viable lead. I knew we'd get these guys. I was in a 90% certain range that we'd get them real quickly.
Detective Howes told me, people like this who do heinous acts will slip up one day. And I'll be there when that day happens.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
I felt like my whole life was completely dominated by this attack. And it really beat me down because I thought I survived it. And the realization was that my journey had just begun.
They broke her. They broke her spirit. She just was different. She didn't smile. She didn't laugh.
I remember when I would nod off to sleep, I was back in the car again. I would wake up screaming and I would shake like a seizure. I was in the moment every time I closed my eyes. So why would I want to close my eyes?
I'd have to talk to her and talk to her to get her to realize you're okay, you're safe, you're safe.
Things that set me off would be the break of a car,
a door shutting,
the phone ringing,
knocks on my door,
TV,
the news.
Somebody passed by a window, and I heard this quick move and the shadow. They're coming to get me again. They're coming to get me again.
I would double check all the windows and doors for her over and over because she was too terrified.
How in the world am I going to get past this?
This one was at the top of the pile for a very long time. I thought there was enough information immediately to have these guys in jail in a few weeks. We worked at Sons of Samoa angle for about a year. There was nothing. There was no rumors on the street. There was no gang intel. There was no one matching the descriptions. So I had to come to the conclusion that it was a false lead. What didn't we have in this investigation? We did not have a license plate. We did not have fingerprints. Nobody else saw the bad guys coming or going. What we had was a lot of nothing. But we knew we had to work the DNA. And in 1990, DNA evidence was just starting to become popular. And so we had this good DNA evidence that would tie us to somebody. We just didn't have a big enough data bank to make the connection. It was incredibly frustrating.
After the days turned into weeks and turned into months,
I'd have to tell her, no, we got nothing.
And then years went by.
Case had gone cold and actually gone to the point to where we weren't actively doing a lot with it.
Knowing that they were still out there made me fear for every single person on the street in the daytime walking amongst two demons. Because they were out there. And nobody knew who they were. For my sanity and my health, I was going to leave the state and start over fresh. It was amazing. It felt like the weight of the world lifted off my shoulders. Eventually, I made it to where it wasn't with me every day. I could sleep through a whole night. I was regaining some of my inner peace. And I think with that, allow myself to feel again. I had made a phone call to an old friend. And the day he showed up, he never left. And then I ended up having twins. It's the highlight of our lives. And one day, I received a phone call that I waited for 18 years.
I said, yeah, we got him. We finally got a DNA hit.
This was the best part of the story.
Yes.
To know that one of them was caught.
Just to confirm that she could identify him, we arranged to send the photo lineup to her.
So the moment I looked at this lineup, I immediately knew.
And she goes, number one, no. Number two, no. Number three, no. Number four, no.
Number five was him.
That's the face I see every night when I go to bed before I fall asleep. That's the nightmare I have. I don't have to look at number six.
When I saw his face, I said, you're caught. It's you. And I've caught you. And you're gonna go down.
Please welcome from Huntington Beach, California, Joe Sun.
The name to the DNA was a man named Joseph Sun.
Rather than going and hiding and staying away from the limelight, he was in the MMA.
And now he's in command on the ground.
It all came together. That's why he was doing all the wrestling type moves with me.
Oh, now he's working the choke. He's got a rally. He's no longer a rally.
Joseph Sum was in the DNA database only because he had a conviction after he kicked in the door of a former roommate's car. As part of his plea deal, Sun had agreed to submit his DNA. And that's what led to the hit in Victoria's case in 2008. But investigators couldn't believe what else they found. He was an actor with a role in a Hollywood blockbuster, Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery.
I had his movie sitting on my rack. I remember running over to there and just destroying it because I thought, are you serious? He's in my home.
So we're trying to give you your opportunity to tell us what happened that night.
I've never done anything like that. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Completely denied the crime, completely denied any contact with her whatsoever.
That's nasty. That wasn't me.
We knew that he was lying to us. I prefer confession, but sometimes a lie is just as good.
Despite Sun's denials, there was that DNA. So in October 2008, he was charged with multiple counts of rape and kidnapping. And then the case was handed off to another DA, brand new to the sexual assault unit.
It was my first day. I had been on the job in sexual assault for maybe half an hour. I just pulled a case down by random, and it's the Joseph Sun case. I cannot believe the horrors that this woman had to go through. If this is my entire caseload, I'm never gonna survive. This is a case that you have to work for, you have to fight for, to make sure she gets justice. I was glad we had Joseph Sun, but I wanted to find the second suspect. You know he's dangerous, you know he's out there. That was my priority number one.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
When I got this case, it kept me up at night. We had identified one of the suspects who had assaulted Victoria, and I knew there was another one out there. And that's really where I focused my initial energy. So we decided to put Joseph's son's picture out on a bulletin along with the sketch of the second assailant, and we put it out to the media.
We weren't getting anything. I mean, nothing. And we're going, come on, you know, somebody has to know this guy. And then a couple of days into it, we get an email from a man who wanted to be anonymous.
He told us he didn't know anything about the crime, but he knew Joseph's son in high school, and he knew one of Joseph's friends. And the sketch looked a lot like that friend. It's a couple of months of hard detective work, and they were able to put together a very good profile about who this individual was and where he was living.
And his name was Santiago Gaitan.
We still need to identify him. We still have DNA evidence for the second offender, so we need to get his DNA and compare that.
2 Huntington Beach detectives set up surveillance outside of his apartment complex. They were there for maybe 30 minutes, and they saw Santiago Gaitan walking out of his apartment, drinking a bottle of Sunkist soda and throwing out the trash. Finishes his last drink from the bottle and puts it on top of the dumpster. The detectives get out of the car, they grab the bottle, they bag it, they grab the trash, they take that with them.
And what do you know? It was a DNA match.
So Santiago Gaitan is arrested.
That was the best night's sleep of my life.
Mr. Gaitan had minimal criminal history. He had moved out of state and essentially had tried to start a new life for himself. He had a wife, he had a couple of children. He was like anyone else you might meet. So we've identified the suspects. Now is when the real work begins. Anytime you have a case that's 18 years old, you know there's the potential for things to go wrong. Memories fade, evidence gets lost. So I wanted to make sure that I dotted my I's and I crossed my T's. Let's get ready. Let's get ready for trial.
But things did go wrong, very wrong. Deputy DA Scarborough made a sickening discovery. It had taken police so long to track down the suspects. The statute of limitations for rape and kidnapping had run out.
It was like my stomach had hit the floor. There was the very real likelihood that we were gonna have to dismiss the case and they were gonna walk out of the courthouse scot-free.
Oh my God.
I spent the weekend looking for different ideas and different angles. I reread through the entire case file. And so a light went off. Why don't I charge torture? There was no other way to describe the defendant's conduct other than they had tortured her. Because torture carries the possibility of life imprisonment, there is no statute of limitations. There was still going to be an opportunity to bring Victoria justice. One of my absolute best days, bar none. Santiago Gaitan's attorney ultimately approaches me and says his client is willing to plead guilty.
I agreed that a plea deal would be acceptable, but he needed to confess what he did. He confessed to everything. And they gave him 17 years. Sun decided that he wanted to go to trial. He wasn't going to confess to anything.
Then let's get ready to go.
An actor from the Austin Powers movies goes on trial in Orange County this week for charges of a violent rape.
The trial took place in August of 2011. Victoria was essential to this prosecution.
I had a job to do. My job was to put away what I considered one of the biggest monsters ever.
I was terrified for my sister, because I knew that she was going to have to see him.
My biggest concern about going in the courtroom was making eye contact. I didn't want him to be able to wink at me or do anything that would give him the sensation that he was doing something to me again. So I didn't allow him eye contact.
The testimony was heart-wrenching to hear.
The jurors were horrified.
And they needed to hear every single detail.
There were jurors who had tears in their eyes.
There wasn't a dry eye in the whole courtroom.
Joseph's son did not testify during the trial. At various times throughout the case, he would attempt to yell out, "That's a lie. They're making this up."
When I was waiting for the jury to make their decision, in my head I thought, was everybody affected? Did they believe me? Did they see the evidence? DNA is DNA.
There are no guarantees in a jury trial.
What if 99% of them feel one way and one doesn't?
The jury deliberated for a few hours before they reached the verdict.
He was guilty. Guilty of torture. I just thought, you son of a bitch. Now you're the one who has your hands behind your back. Have a little taste of my life and what you put me through.
Joseph's son was sentenced to 7 years to life in prison, which meant that theoretically he would one day be eligible for parole. But then just 1 month later, guards made a gruesome discovery.
No one was safe around Joseph's son. No one's safe.
We all have busy lives these days, and we don't want to waste a day recovering after a night out. That's why ZBiotics is the answer we've all been looking for. Their probiotic was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. This is a proactive solution that wards off feeling miserable the next day instead of a reactive approach like drinking electrolytes or eating greasy food. Enhance your mornings with ZBiotics. Go to ZBiotics.com/CBS to get 15% off your first order when you use code CBS at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/CBS and use the code CBS at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Whether you're working out, walking, or running errands, Audible can help you keep your heart rate up month after month with their pulse-pounding collection of thrilling audiobooks that you can't hear anywhere else. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, which includes thousands of titles. This month, check out the Audible original, The Space Within. It's a chilling 8-part story about a psychiatrist, Dr. Maddie Weil, voiced by Academy Award winner Jessica Chastain, who is tasked with unlocking the memories of a child who went missing for 7 hours. Maddie soon discovers that there are more who have faced similar experiences, and the truth of what is happening to them may impact the fate of humankind. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500. That's audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500.
In my career, I have dealt with what I think is some of the worst that humanity has produced. Joseph's son, I think, deserves a place at the top of that list. Joseph's son was convicted and sentenced. He was transported to state prison. Within a very short time of being there, he murdered his cellmate.
The fact that the cellmate died of punches, kicks, and blows, it just sounded exactly like the person that I was with that night, who did the same thing to me.
Under California law, if you're serving a life term in prison and you kill somebody in prison, that could be a death penalty trigger. And so it would be possible for them to file a death penalty case against Joseph's son for this. And if so, Victoria would need to come and testify at the sentencing to say, this is the crime he committed against me. He's bad enough a guy to warrant that level of punishment.
Honestly, in the very beginning, I didn't think he deserved to live. But there was a lot more to it than that, that I had to think about. I didn't know if I had enough energy to do this battle. I understood they wanted to put him to death. I mean, he killed somebody. He tried to kill me. He's an animal. But I just felt at the end of the day that I was done. I had a life to live. And I wasn't interested anymore.
So prosecutors dropped the death penalty for Joseph's son's upcoming trial. But Victoria's ordeal was still not over. It's hard to believe, but once again, she found herself in a fight for her life.
I had noticed in May of 2014 that I wasn't feeling that great. I shared with my husband that, and he said, get to the doctor immediately. He just had a bad feeling. I was diagnosed with advanced breast cancer.
I think you, for a minute or so, lose your faith. That why is this happening to my sister so many times? Why is she being attacked in different ways? Why can't she just have a beautiful, happy life? Why now does this have to come in?
I needed to get in immediately and start getting treatment.
When she got diagnosed, I told her I'm gonna shave my head because I didn't want her to go through it alone. And I wanted to make her feel that I supported her. To shave your head for someone in my heart meant that I'm traveling with you.
It made me feel like I wasn't the only bald person in the room. And it made me feel like I had someone like me there. I've managed to bounce back pretty good. I'm in remission, and I'm just gonna stay in that light for as long as it allows me to.
She has that something in her that allows her to bounce back even when bad things happen to her. It's quite remarkable of her to do that. I don't know if it's in her DNA or in her karma or in her personality, the way she was raised, I have no idea. for her to not only survive, but to survive well and do well is a miracle. It's miraculous stuff.
I chose the name Victoria because I find that it's more rewarding and more healing to be called Victoria, because it was a victory. It was an epic victory. There is happiness after tragedy. It's okay to be happy again. I've had my kids. We're in a good place. I'm healthy again. And I rock out every chance I get.
Joseph's son's trial is scheduled for March 2016. Santiago Gaitan could be paroled as early as 2018. Last week, Victoria became a grandmother for the first time. She and her family are excited for a new beginning. Why do you think Victoria was able to survive that night? Chat now with correspondent Aaron Moriarty on Twitter.
If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
When you're committed to raising the standard, you're bound to ruffle some feathers. At Happy Egg, we like to say we farm differently. But in reality, we produce eggs the way people used to, by partnering with local small family farmers who raise our happy hens on 8 or more acres. Because in our opinion, farming shouldn't be complicated. It should be happy. Choose happy with Happy Egg. Visit happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.